It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Now who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. It is Friday, and the Trump train should be joining us in a moment.
Trump
train!
Here
we go. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Appreciate y'all listening. Last day of the week.
Yep.
We made it. Most people made it.
Yeah, most people. Not everybody, you know. From what I hear, COVID's killed half the nation.
Half Denverites.
Those who are not all gone because of COVID have made it to Friday. Welcome.
Well said. Well said. All right, impossible question.
Okay.
Yesterday's answer was 46% of us drink coffee for this reason. What is it? And a lot of you actually texted it in and said this, to stay awake while you drive. Yeah, that was a good answer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So half, at least, roughly half, drink to stay awake. Does it help you stay awake?
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, you don't? Does caffeine help you stay awake?
Yeah.
Not me.
It no longer has an effect on you?
Never has.
Oh. You know, I actually play...
Which kind of is a curse, actually.
I play at a very loud, you know, replays of Kamala Harris.
It keeps you awake.
Yes. That screeching tone.
Satan's sister?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Do you see that she says that...
And Satan's little sister was moderating the town hall for Trump last night.
Oh, that was crazy. We'll get to that.
Okay.
That was crazy. But did you see Kamala wants the rest of the country to go the way of California? So she wants the rest of the country to go the way of a state. Everybody's fleeing to get to the rest of the country.
They want a big bailout for their fires, by the way.
That makes perfect sense.
Today's impossible question. We'll answer this a little bit later in the program. But for right now, you can answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. When it comes to fast food, 14% of us have eaten it in this location. Where is it? By the way, don't overthink the answer. So when it comes to fast food, 14% of us have eaten it in this location. Where is that location?
Fast food?
Yeah, fast food.
Well, I would assume in the car, but...
Only 14%. That's a low number. A lot of people, like 90% have eaten it in the car. So no, that's not the answer.
Okay, well, maybe in the next car. Like you're in one of these parking lots where you can play some music. When it stops, you move to the next car next to you.
What's that? What do they call that?
That's why I always park next to...
Musical chairs. There we go. Musical cars.
That's why I always park next to a good Mercedes, just in case it happens. It hasn't yet, but you never know. It could be coming.
You never know.
Okay, where do you eat your fast food?
I don't eat fast food.
Ever?
Not for
you
a long,
never have?
Not for a long time. I used to, yes.
What about Wendy's? Good conservative corporation there?
No, I haven't.
Be true to your team?
I haven't eaten Wendy's in a long, long time. I used to love Wendy's double.
Yeah.
Double stacked.
Dave's double.
Oh, the doubles with
Baconator.
Biggie fries, Biggie Coke. Yeah, that was my, when I was 300 pounds, that was my meal of choice.
I'm a Baconator.
And a Frosty added in, by the way, for good measure.
Okay, quick question. You ever dunk fries in Frosties?
No, a lot of people love that.
I never got into that.
I don't like that.
My wife likes it, and, that's why I brand her a heretic.
Something about, I don't like a cold potato.
No, me either.
So something about that potato dipped in the cold and then eating that, no. Not me.
Communists.
Yeah, I'm not into
it. I think commies like it.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Okay, all right. Where to eat fast food, but only 14% of the people say they have done it there. I have no clue.
I don't either. Okay, John and Cheyenne is up next. John and what? John and Cheyenne, how are you, sir?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for all your help with that rental, that used car.
No problem. You're back welcome.
It's actually at the DFW airport right now.
Right on.
Drove it down Wednesday.
Good job.
Drove it down Wednesday, no problem.
Good job.
I called. When I was in the Army, we used to have, sometimes we have to stay awake for long periods. So we used to take the instant Taster's Choice coffee that we would get in in MREs.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And put it in between your lip and your teeth.
Like chew?
Snuff. Yeah, and just suck the caffeine out of it.
Really?
John, I was in the Air Force. I saw guys do this on mobility. When you're doing mobilities, where you get... Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How's it taste?
Horrible. That was part of the thing. That had to,
it's hardcore.
Well, that was part
That's
of the
part
thing.
Of it.
So you got to stay awake for 36, 70, you know, whatever amount of ungodly time you're trying to stay awake.
Right.
So you got a horrible taste in your mouth that you're sucking the caffeine out of. And if that doesn't keep you awake, I don't know what will.
John, what did you like? What did you think of my Kamala Harris idea? Would that keep you up?
That's horrifying. You know, that would.
Yeah, John, good That's a good explanation. That's horrifying. Yes.
Yeah. So here's a trivia question for today.
Let's hear it.
You got to spend a week. You got to spend a week in a room with either Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, and here's the worst one, Samantha Guthrie.
Oh. You're giving me those three choices, John, really? Or the alternative I shoot myself? Is that the other alternative?
The fourth choice is you have a revolver with one round.
Yeah, give me the revolver.
Now, I know what I would do. I know what I would do if I had a revolver with one round, but I also know what I might do if I had a revolver with three rounds.
Wow, Andy. Three rounds, yeah.
I'm sorry. Andy. I'm kidding. Yeah. I would never do that. But never. No, I would shoot myself, definitely. Yes.
That's the that's the only choice.
That's the only choice.
Yeah.
But they are irritating.
You know, yeah, and the voices are the worst. Because none of them have a... But here's a question. I'm probably going to have every woman on the planet hating me. But where is the good-looking liberal women?
There aren't any, John.
You
can say that to a conservative woman, and they'll be just fine with that. You didn't say anything bad. In fact, quick as a side note, there have been website publications and news publications where they've talked about the very thing you're talking about. You're not saying anything wrong. Most people know that.
Well, what about Alyssa Milano? Beautiful lady.
We're not going to talk about actresses. They don't count because they're sick in the head. They don't count.
Okay, that's
you got to eliminate all of them.
Then I'm off.
So
I'm gone.
Let's look. We'll give you an example. You got that Presley woman in Congress with her shaved head. Or Liz.
Ayanna
or Liz
Presley.
Cheney.
Or who?
Yeah.
Liz Cheney.
She's a cute woman, you know.
Is she really a conservative? Do you consider her a conservative, though?
Oh, sure. She leans right.
Okay. She leans right.
Yeah. Well,
for the most part.
It's better than. Presley.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
Guys, I got a challenge you both right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Tulsi Gabbard.
She's a good-looking liberal.
She's a hottie.
You know, I said, and John, you're going to love this. I said that to my wife. I said this to my wife when she first came on the scene. I said, she reminds me of a flight attendant from Aloha.
Yeah.
My wife goes, that's really... Do you remember all the flight attendants on Hawaii and Aloha? They all look like her.
They did. You're right. I got a little story for you, John. I was actually on, get this, I was literally on the last passenger Aloha flight that went from, I believe it was, I can't remember where we went. I think we went from Kauai to the main island, you know, to the big island, big island of Hawaii. And I believe that was, and they did tell us, that was the last Aloha flight taken. We landed. We were on the tarmac. They brought the stairs out because you couldn't go up to the gate. We literally walked off of the last Aloha flight.
Was that you? Must have flown into Kona because Kona,
I did.
They don't have Jeff Bridges there.
That's right. They rolled the stairs out and said, and they parked the jet. They said, this is it. It's our last flight. We're done. It was sort of sad. All the flight attendants were crying and hugging each other, and that was their last flight.
By the way, Hawaii right now leads the country in unemployment.
In stupidity?
Both.
Thank you.
Stupidity. Because John and I, Andy, as you know, John and I, our favorite place to go on vacation is any island in Hawaii.
That's right.
Hawaii being the best.
That's right.
Hawaii's the best. And did you see they did open it up? You got to have the special COVID test.
I did, and I had trip booked for November that I canceled, John, just because I'm like, I'm not going through all that nonsense. And on top of that, I tried to see what was actually open restaurant-wise, and there's just, at this point, still not much open.
Do you still have to quarantine?
No.
Take the test.
No.
Just take the test.
You take the test, you pass the test, you don't have to quarantine.
Correct.
My wife, we haven't planned our November vacation yet, and we looked at it, and she goes, let's just go to Texas and see my family.
There you go. You and I are in the same boat, John. I'm looking now, like February or something at this point.
Yeah, we will look at, we fly standby, so February's tough. The flights are
I know,
full.
They're tough for that time of year. You're right.
Yeah. But we're looking around Easter. By then, there's room.
Well, we'll see
and
what happens.
Fly.
Good stuff. John, I got to run. Good stuff. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Have a good night, John. Appreciate it very much. Let's do this. Extreme Auto Repair's coming up next. And don't forget, they've got the $70 off of their Cooper tires, which, by the way, they sell you at cost as well. 15% off if you mention Rush to Reason. Plus, you get that free second opinion as well. So lots of great deals at Extreme Auto Repair. Call 303-841-1071 or go to klzradio.com.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed. But it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Ascent Health Center, Dr. Julie, if you're not feeling well at all and or you want to lose some weight, which, by the way, sometimes those two can go hand in hand. Sometimes you're not feeling well because you are overweight, and Julie can help you with both of those things. Call her today, 303-343-8800, or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit RushToReason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
All right, Novus Auto Glass. Folks, most of you may or may not know this, but if you've got any kind of lane departure, lane keep assist, things like that, technology is what I'm getting at on your vehicle, and you do a windshield replacement, that needs to be recalibrated. Most of the glass shops, in a lot of cases, won't even tell you that's the case, but that is the case. That needs done, and Novus Auto Glass does that. So if you've had a windshield replaced and you need it calibrated, they can take care of you. Or if you've got that type of vehicle and you do a windshield replacement, which, by the way, the insurance company will handle the calibration as well, just call Novus Auto Glass. They'll help you walk through that. Go to RushToReason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
The big game hunting season is upon us, and archery season is in full swing. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll bring you local outfitters, experts in archery, muzzle loading, and rifle hunting, and much more. Looking for a place to hunt pheasant and waterfowl? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560, The Source.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it very much. Warren and Cheyenne is next. Warren, what's going on?
What are you doing, dude?
We are doing well. How are you, sir?
I was born right.
Good.
Hey, really, really good commentary this week.
Thank you.
Excellent on Channel 9. Somebody's going to own them people.
Boy, I tell you what, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, so you're kind of segueing us into that anyways, Warren. But, yeah, they are... I don't know.
They're in trouble.
Yeah, they are in big, big trouble. You're exactly right. They have stepped in it big time. Let's just say that.
Their attorneys are probably scratching their head.
I said this, I think, earlier today. I was talking to my dad and Uncle Warren. I guarantee you they are having daily meetings right now trying to figure out just exactly how they're going to navigate through all this nonsense.
Well, that producer was pretty stupid.
You know, and in my opinion, he needs to go. Whoever's in charge here in Denver needs to go, and Kyle Clark needs to go, because as far as I'm concerned, they're all in it together.
Well, really, John, your comments on opinions and news media is not what it used to be.
Nope.
And one thing that I'm like you are, I follow the data.
Yep.
Don't go by anything else.
No, and so, you know, we've just now had new orders, which we're going to talk about as well, in Denver coming out, Warren, which, again, the city of Denver is cracking down on, you know, COVID and mask wearing and how many people can gather. We'll get into those details in a minute, but they're not following the data either, Warren, because there's no reason to do what they're doing. So cases are up. Big deal. Who cares?
Well, they better get this economy back in order.
That's exactly right, Warren. You're 100% correct. They really need to.
And, you know, I get together with friends and associates on Wednesday night. It's poker night.
Okay.
Two of my associates are master electrician, master plumber. They're both going to just cash it in because they can't find help.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And they look at me and they say, why do you keep doing it? I said, because I'm not ready to throw in that towel.
Right.
Warren, why is it so much worse now than it was a few years ago?
It wasn't, really. It's the same as it was 2 years ago, Andy.
Really? Wow.
I sent God a message the other day. I wrote him a text. I said, Lord, can you give me a little help here? I need some help. He wrote me back the next morning. He said, sorry, son, I couldn't find anybody.
That's bad. True.
So I'm telling you, there's plenty of work out there, but push the trades, brother, when you can.
Don't worry, I will. I mean, even as we were talking, you know, yesterday to Kurt Rogers about just the appraisal side of the fence on houses, that's a trade. People don't think about appraisers being a trade, but appraisers, home inspectors, those are both trades and high need right now in both of those.
Well, they'll have to do the best they can. Trump is doing really well.
Yeah, he did pretty. And, he did well last night, considering the environment that he was in.
You're right. And these people that are third party, they better wake up and smell the salt, because there's no third party ever won.
No, you're right.
Either on one side or you're on the other.
You're right.
I spent last night online debating a number of the third party voters and just telling them, look, all you're doing is protesting with your vote.
That's right.
And you're killing us.
Yep. Well said. You're exactly right, Andy.
Well, I just wanted to wish you a good
I appreciate it, Warren. You do the same, weekend. Man. Thanks, and have a good evening, good weekend. And, you know, he's right on both of those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you want to read off the orders from Denver here?
Oh, my gosh. Are you ready, John?
Yeah, I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
This is insane. As of now. Okay, this is like instant. Face covering order in effect until further notice. Okay. Required in outdoor settings with few exceptions. So now if you're outdoors in Denver, you must have a mask on. This is insane. Organized athletic programming exempt. Well, of course, that's where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is ridiculous. Reduced gatherings from 10 to 5, both public and private. That means, John, in your own home. You can't have more than 5 people gathering in your own home.
Let's see how well that goes.
Right. Non-organized athletic events, you know, like basketball games
right.
and stuff, you can do that. Gatherings at workplace settings, meetings, and et cetera. Okay? Non-organized and gatherings at work. So even your meetings are limited to 5.
Yeah, and they're going to have more enforcement.
Right.
That's all we need.
Yeah, so there you go. And they're also upping, I guess, the enforcement efforts to assure compliance, which means bigger fines, more people watching you.
I have my hand up like a Nazi.
Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil.
Actually, it's like...
Oh, yeah, sorry. I got to stick it out.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, my bad. I don't know the sign. My bad.
I know.
I better learn it.
Gosh.
All right, Paul in Denver is next. Paul, what's going on?
Good afternoon.
How are you doing, sir?
Good. It's Friday. It's
yes.
The week. It's good. So in terms of the trades, I'm in the electrical trade, commercial and industrial.
Gotcha.
Good
and
man.
I'm seeing more and more. I'm sorry, what?
I said good man.
Yeah, it's working out fine. What I'm finding now is we're getting younger and younger kids coming in. So they're straight out of high school, some of them.
Okay.
And actually, I'm finding that those, compared to the early 20-year-olds that are coming in
are better.
To the trade, have a better work ethic than the ones who maybe are in their early 20s, or maybe they experienced a little bit of college and got corrupted already.
Yeah.
So they're eager to learn. I mean, they don't know anything, but you could work with them in terms of the how to work safely. The work ethic part, regardless of what activity they're doing, just the expectations, but they're eager. And that's good. And, you know, you think about it, in a few years, by the time they're in their early 20s, they're going to be much more competent at work, and specifically to this trade. They're going to be making solid income, and they have their whole life to do what they need to do.
Yep.
It's nice to see.
Yeah, no,
nice to see.
Well said, Paul. Kudos to that. I agree with you. You're 100% correct.
You have yourself a good evening.
You do the same, Paul. I really appreciate that. Thanks so much for calling in. Bill in Boulder, hang tight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, talk to you. And Franktown Firearms is coming up next, folks. They want to help you out with all of your Second Amendment rights, not needs, rights. You have a right to own a gun. But we also know that with that ownership comes responsibility. In other words, you need to learn how to shoot it, how to handle it properly, and practice with it on a regular basis. And Franktown can help you with all of that. They've got classes, they've got all the inventory, they've got ammo, they've got all the accessories. Just go to klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice.
They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Hey, it's a good weekend to buy a car, folks. Get ready for winter. No matter what it is, they've got you covered. New, used, it's all out at Purefoy Chevrolet. They got a great selection for you to choose from. Just go to purefoychevrolet.com, shop online, or call 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith wants to help you not only get to retirement, but stay there once you're there and find your purpose in retirement. So many people get to retirement and then wonder, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Well, he can help you with all of that and getting you there in the process. KLZradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
America has become energy independent, and that is a good thing. Reliable, affordable, efficient, and abundant energy helps everyday people thrive and prosper. Rolling blackouts are a problem. Just ask the folks in California. Kim Munson here. Monday, Tom Petrie, energy investment banker, joins me. Tom will share his perspective on the effects of the election on the energy markets and the latest on the geopolitical landscape. Doug Coe Commissioner Laura Thomas shares the latest regarding Tri-County Health and the coronavirus. All this Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
Want to learn how to speak clearly, effectively, and persuasively? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Bill in Boulder, you're next. What's going on, Bill?
Comrades, I hope you're wearing your mask today. Mm. Unbelievable.
How are you enjoying Moscow?
You know, the funny thing is, I actually used to live in Moscow, Idaho. It's a beautiful little town.
Moscow, Idaho. There we go.
Probably a little nicer there, but
so,
yeah.
So, Bill, you already know what you have to look forward to. Given what Denver's already done, you know Boulder's not going to be far behind that.
It's outrageous. Apparently, the city of Denver missed out on the CDC's July study and the report that they just recently released, saying that 74% of the test group said that they always wore masks, yet they contracted COVID-19.
Well, so Kamala Harris is
right there.
You know, they've got, I think, two or three different members of her staff, you know, of the campaign staff that actually have COVID, and you know how big they are in wearing masks. So it's like, wait a minute, time out. If masks are supposed to keep you from getting COVID, why are people with masks getting it?
The other thing, too, is the World Health Organization, which I don't like to refer to, but the other side seems to think that that's the gold standard.
Yes.
They have a directive on their website currently that was published on July 5th that basically said two things. First of all, masks aren't effective at controlling the spread. Wear them if you want to, but they don't do a damn bit of good.
Right.
And the other thing that was from that was they were recommending distance, not 6 feet. When you have to,
say, social. Yeah, so, I'm going to say this. So many... I think partly what's kept, you know, Andy, myself, Charlie, even, you know, from coming. I mean, I still go out in public. I've been in the stores, done all the different things. But I tell you what, Bill, I keep my distance. I wash my hands regularly. I only wear a mask when I'm absolutely forced to wear one. But, you know, I haven't been sick at all. And I think because of the cleanliness habits, and I know there's no guarantees, I could still get COVID tomorrow, but the reality is I would rather not wear a mask, take my chance on giving COVID, and move on, because I really hate wearing this mask. It's just ridiculous.
It can't be healthy for you to research your own exhaust.
It can't.
I mean, you know, and I had COVID back in March, and thankfully I was fortunate. I had it for 2.5 days, and it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, I'm not trying to play it down. I know it affects people.
No, and I do too. And you've heard. No, I appreciate you saying that, Bill.
And I'm not a spring chicken.
Yeah, and likewise, we say the same thing. You know, we're not minimizing the folks that have died or even those that are compromised. But you know, I think Steve House had a great example yesterday as to how COVID should have been handled from the get-go, and why our side isn't saying this is beyond me.
I've heard him on your show before, and I really like him.
What he basically said is, we've got all of this data. We know where the compromised individuals are. We know where they live. We could have easily targeted and even sent them extra PPP or PPE equipment and helped them through this process. We could have isolated them, let the rest of the country live its life. We could have easily handled this, and who knows, maybe even lowered the 200K. We don't know. I mean, there's no guarantees of that. But I think he had a great idea. We could have easily targeted those people that were the most vulnerable and then just said, stay home or leave at your own risk.
Absolutely.
And instead,
we took the sick people out of the hospital and put them in where all those vulnerable people
Unbelievable.
Are. That was brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Bill, by the way, you mentioned the World Health Organization. They just recently came out. Number one, against lockdowns, but they also gave their recommendations on what people should, on what, you know, states and governments should do now, which is exactly what we just described. They say targeted. The vulnerable should be sequestered away and everybody else should live their lives. That's what they're saying. And here in Denver, we're shutting everything down.
It's unbelievable. And there's an attorney over in Germany who's actually filing suit against several governments around the world for crimes against humanity based on the long-term effects and short-term effects of the lockdown.
Good.
Absolutely. You know, and I don't see that the city and county of Denver should be any different from that. So anyhow,
I'll let you go. But real quick, Bill, a question I have for you, and even Andy can chime in. Yeah, at what point do people just start revolting and going another direction because they're just tired of all the nonsense? Because I think we're almost there right now.
Well, I hope we're at that breaking point where people are saying, here's science, and we're refuting that, and they're threatening our public health, our personal health, because of, like I said, rebreathing our own fumes.
Right.
And people just say, you know what, you can't enforce it. It goes against, I think it's the Ninth Amendment, basically, the Constitution. Or is it the 10th? I can't remember. I think it's the 9th, basically says, you know, if it's not covered by any of the other amendments, this one's saying we're covering it. And, you know, it's an unconstitutional act. It's an unenforceable act. And I really hope more people just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to follow my own conscience and I'm going to follow my own research and what the science is saying. And it's irrefutable.
It would be 9, Amendment 9. You're correct.
You know, I totally agree with you two. My only concern is how many sheep there are.
I don't know. There's a lot of sheep.
Bill,
they're
John,
everywhere.
Haven't you guys been shocked by the number of sheep who actually insist, no matter what the numbers say, that these masks are saving them?
That includes conservatives, I'm afraid to say.
A lot.
Yes, I am afraid to say that.
It does. And educated people. I know some folks that work in healthcare, and they stand by it. And I was like, well, I don't know. Yeah, it's really disconcerting.
The other thing I would love to see, Bill, and you'd be a great example of this, once you've had it, you're not going to get it again. You're not going to spread it again. So why do you have to wear a mask at all, period, no matter where you are?
We don't know for how long if the immunity is in place for it, but I tell you what, it has, you know, like the president said, you breathe a sigh of relief, you know, and I have. Again, I don't know if I can get it again, but having experienced it already and how mild it was for me, I came into this, I was deathly afraid of it. Absolutely afraid of this.
And then, you know what? And there in of itself is also a problem, Bill, because we shouldn't be. You're living proof. The president, even who's elder, you know, he's not a young man either. He's not a spring chicken.
No.
And the reality is there's
overweight. You
know, there's people we know that have gone through this with little to no effect whatsoever. And I'm tired of the news media shoving these stories down my throat about, well, you know, you might have some respiratory issues some 6 months later. They don't know that crap. It's just another scare tactic.
It is. You know, I will say that I was out of breath for about a month afterwards. Like having this conversation, just sitting here talking to you, I would be out of breath for about a month afterwards. But since then, absolutely no ill health effects that are associated with that whatsoever.
Good deal.
I'm glad to say.
Yep, yeah, I am absolutely. Too. Good to hear. Bill, thank you. Thank you for your participation.
Gentlemen.
I appreciate it very much. Good stuff, by the way. So there's a guy that's had it.
Yeah.
That isn't worried about getting it. Was scared, though. This is the key thing. Was scared going into it, again, because of all of the hype.
Well, and I also don't think that Bill had any of the great treatments that have come out since.
Good point. Well, well said.
Basically, he just went through it.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah.
And he may not have even had the shortness of breath had he had some of the other treatments.
Right.
Good point. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know, folks. I'm a car guy. I'm not a doctor. But here's the thing. I'm a car guy that understands data.
Yes.
Car guys typically do because we have to read a lot. We have to look at a lot of figures. You have to know how to do math and things like that. Or you typically don't make a very good technician because there's a lot of figuring when you work on vehicles. That's just one of those things that you do. So I understand data. I understand input, outputs, that kind of stuff. It's not that difficult to read the data sets. Especially when it comes to COVID, this isn't rocket science.
No, and it's overwhelming, John.
It's absolutely
overwhelming that the data says this is not a big deal now.
I know.
I mean, by the way, the CDC actual numbers were between 85 and 92% of those who get COVID likely wore a mask.
I know.
I mean, come on.
I know. I get it.
Oh, and one last thing, the states that have the strictest masks, mandates.
Ordinances, whatever you want to call it.
Have the highest COVID rates. There you go.
Well, and I do believe it's because of, and again, I'm not an expert. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a healthcare, you know, person, all that. But to our last caller's point a moment ago, to Bill's point a moment ago, and I'm holding up my mask. You all can't see this, but you cannot, to me, put this on your face, wear it continually, which a lot of folks have to, depending upon the job or the conditions that they're in.
Yeah, they really make young people do it.
You,
go ahead.
You cannot tell me that rebreathing everything coming out of my mouth is a good thing to do.
No way.
Period.
You're breathing your own exhaust.
And one of the reasons why I feel that, again, myself, Charlie, I mean, we've been coming down here, you as well, we've been coming down here literally every day since the beginning of COVID. No issues. Charlie rides public transportation. I've driven. I've gone to stores. I haven't changed my life one bit. I've traveled. I haven't changed a thing. Haven't gotten COVID yet, but I'll be also honest with you. Only time I wear this bloody thing is when I'm forced to.
Yes.
Otherwise, I don't wear the thing. And even then, I'll wear this thing and pull it away from my face, or I'll pull it down below my nose, or I'll do whatever I have to get away from wearing this stupid thing.
We wear them because we're forced to.
Other than that, I wouldn't own one of these bloody things.
No. It's ridiculous.
And I mean that. And again, if you're a mask wearer, more power to you. And if you think it's saving your life, more power to you. But here's the thing. This is the United States of America. If I don't want to wear one, I shouldn't have to. If you want to wear one, knock yourself out.
And if you think it's saving your life and all this, I'm sorry, but there's no such thing as science devoid of data. You are going directly against the numbers.
The numbers don't say that.
Yeah, the numbers don't say it.
The only way you're going to avoid getting it is if you put yourself in a rubber suit and wear a respirator.
Yeah.
which it's amazing. The folks that are, you know, early on when you see all these healthcare workers and the frontline workers, they'd call them, you know, working on people with COVID and so on. They'd have on what I just talked about, a full rubber suit, have to change out of that every time they go talk to a new, you know, go look at a new patient, go swab the nose, do whatever. They've got all this protective gear on that had to get changed every single time before they went to the next person. So tell me how this little mask is doing any good, given what I just told you.
Why would they do all that if a mask worked?
They would just, they would don this and go take care of a patient.
Right.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
And again, I guess, folks, what I'm saying is there's no common sense left in this country or in this world, because what I just said is nothing more than common sense.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Sense. It's just common sense, folks. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Rob from Mighty Hand Construction, get an update of what's going on up there. Hang tight. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, is coming up next. Michael Bailey wants to help you with all of your estate planning needs. And much like we're going to talk to Rob about when it comes to construction, things around the house and so on, you got to have a plan. You got to have an instruction manual, if you would, to know how things work. And guess what a will is? It's an instruction manual after you die. Literally. Here's what I want done with the things I have, from kids to house to the estate, to everything you own. You dial it in before you leave this earth, and that's what estate planning is. That's what you need to do with Michael Bailey. 720-394-6887, or find him at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee, so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Rob from Mighty Hand Construction joining us now. Rob, what's going on, sir?
Hey, just working away up here in Fort Collins.
Okay, we got like this wall of smoke rolling down from your area. Has it gotten really cold and smoky where you're at, or what's the deal?
Oh, definitely. It's been the worst air quality I've seen in my lifetime, but really feeling for the first responders on the front lines out there. We've actually had a few projects that we've had to pull off of due to mandatory evacuation.
Oh, gotcha. So
it's definitely
concerning.
Rob. Yeah, some quick. Send your prayers our way.
Okay, we'll do it.
Absolutely. Hey, Rob, my wife was saying this is now the biggest fire in Colorado history. Is that actually true, or?
As of the last couple of days, that's what I heard as well. I haven't verified it myself, but
I was just trying to look that up for everybody listening. I have not been able to verify that, but I will do my best to try to get that figured out before
I hear it's actually moving toward Estes.
Oh, that's not
good. It's the biggest I've seen on the map, for sure.
Wow.
All right, so hey, To us about, you know, remodels, kitchens, things along those lines. I had Kurt Rogers on yesterday. We talked about, you know, remodels around the house, the value you get out of the house, how it increases, and you get about 90 cents on the dollar back out of that. So talk about that.
Yep, absolutely. You know, our bread and butter of our company, really, since we started, has been the basement, bathroom, and kitchen, because you do get that 70 to 90% back, depending on what finishes you put in and what, you know, work you're, you end up deciding on. But that in the wintertime, too, going in the winter, you know, it's a perfect time to do that. We just partnered with our first company, Hearth, that offers low-interest financing. So for the first time, we can now offer that to our customers, which is great. Most customers aren't needing it because they're able to do HELOCs or the, you know, line of credits on their home and and things like that. But just in case you want to leverage money a certain way or have to strategically
plan. Well, maybe it's just something short-term where you've got the money, you've got money coming in. You don't want to go through all the hassles of what you just talked about. You could do that.
Yep, exactly.
Perfect.
So that's on our website, mightyhandconstruction.com. You can
perfect
the bottom. But
what's our wait time like right now, Rob? If somebody wants to get that done, what are they looking at as far as a wait time?
You know, we're technically booked through November and even into December, but kitchens, bathrooms, basements, we can always squeeze those things in. We're actually breaking into additions and custom homes. So if you ever thought of building a home, you know, the planning takes time. You might as well begin the conversation now. But because we're doing a lot of additions and these larger projects, we do have a few open slots here moving into the winter.
Okay.
But, you know, it takes takes 5 to 6 weeks to get cabinets. Some of these things, you really want to plan it out anyway. So if you were to sign with us today, even if it was a new year, January, February, you know, something that we could put on the calendar, reserve your spot, because, man, we've heard of other companies that are 6 weeks, or 6 months, 9 months, sometimes 12 months out. So, you know, hey, if we get you on the calendar for January, New Year, kitchen remodel, that's actually pretty good compared to some of our companies.
No, that's not bad at all. Okay, so along those lines, when it comes to that, what do they need to do first? You're going to come out and meet them at the house? Do you want them to drive up and see you? How do you want that to work?
Yeah, so we do a complimentary estimate on any sort of remodel. We can do anything residential from the ground up. If you're going to do something exterior, man, we really want to do that before the snow, the weather. So if you got rotted siding or windows or any concerns about, you know, weatherproofing your home, let's do the exterior fast. We can get that turned around here before the holidays. We'll express line it, you know.
Okay.
But interior... we're going to come out. We'll do a consultation. We'll take our time. We'll make sure we get the measurements. We do that totally complimentary. And if you want, we can actually bring our in-house designer. A lot of the ladies out there, they want to, you know, make sure that, especially for a kitchen, we got all the aesthetics and the choices. So we have that in-house, which is really nice because, you know, I just went to a customer's house and she had six contractors come through. And she said they were almost put off by the fact that she wanted to give them money because they said, well, where are your plans? Oh, you didn't know you had to do this. They were almost condescending, you know, and some of them were rough around the edges. So I think the beauty of Mighty Hand is, you know, being that we're clean cut, Christian, faith-based, younger guys that we really want to prove ourselves in the industry. We're professional, you know, and we come in, we take the notes, we get you back the estimate in a timely manner. She said most of them had never even returned her bid and it had been weeks.
Wow.
You know? So we're going to get that bid back to you that same week, and we'll keep the conversation going.
One of the other things, too, that we got a comment on from a listener, too, Rob, which I really appreciate, and this is just the testament of you guys as well. We had somebody that actually called in and I think even texted me or emailed me, I should say, and said, hey, you know, we really appreciate the fact of, you know, Mighty Hand Construction, solid guys, full of integrity. You know, I don't have to worry about having my wife left home alone if you guys happen to be there with her, that sort of a thing. And you know what, Rob, that speaks volumes because you can't say that about every construction company that's out there.
Right. That's absolutely right. And that's, hey, what a great testimony. That's what we're going for. Micah says it all the time, our founder, CEO, you know, my best friend. We hire character first.
Right.
You know, we really do. And it makes the hiring process a little more strenuous, and we do have to do a lot of training. But, man, these guys, once they're up and running, and some of them do come with that experience out of the gate, but either way, we make sure that
that's solid.
Character is
good.
You know, Rob, I don't think a lot of people think about that because Character is so important in what you do because your people are going to be in somebody's house for an extended period of time. They're not buying a T-shirt. I don't care about the character of somebody who sells me a T-shirt at Walmart. No offense.
Right.
You know, it's probably fine people, but if somebody's going to be in my home, around my family for that extended period of time, it means everything.
Right. Absolutely. And the integrity on the numbers too. There's so many item lines, so many budgets. Once the product, it moves so quick. There's so many, you know, as a contractor, we're making all the phone calls for you. So you don't have to, that's part of the convenience. You know, we hire all the subs. Obviously we have our in-house crew do a lot of the work, but we hire the HVAC, plumbing, and electrical. And so managing all those numbers and making sure those margins, obviously we got to stay in business, but we're really trying to be competitive. We're trying to do what's right by our homeowners and our customers. And it's not what people think. You know, construction, you can look this up. It's about a 7% net. You know, it's not like, it's not what people think. So, you know, once all the bills are paid, you know, and that's if you have a good year. That's if you didn't have a sideways project or something that really took the money out of you. So, you know, people just need to keep that in mind. We're trying to be competitive. It is Colorado, you know. So what I always tell customers is, hey, if you're looking for the cheapest, that's not going to be us because you get what you pay for. You know, we're also not going to blow you out of the water and be unrealistic. We're going to try to meet your budget the best we can. We're going to be honest where we can't, and then we can change the scope of work. But we do offer discounting if you want to bundle things together. That's actually been one of the coolest things I've seen is customers who call us for one thing. You know, we just want a kitchen, and by the time we're done talking and they look at the numbers and the discounts we can give them, for bulking things together, we end up doing a kitchen and a bathroom and that deck.
Nice.
You know, because if our framers are there anyway.
Yeah, might as well do it all.
It saves us trip charges. If the plumber's already there, for him to install an extra vanity is a lot easier than coming out. He'll charge you a whole bunch more to do a separate project, you know.
Right.
And if you add that against all the trades, it's thousands of dollars.
Nice. Nice. Good stuff. Rob, with that, we got to run. Have a great evening and a great weekend, and I always appreciate you joining us, sir. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Again, folks, that's Mighty Hand Construction. Find him at klzradio.com. Again, that's klzradio.com.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their experience center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And Bob, and by the way, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Bob actually also sent me a text message a minute ago with a link that, yes, the Cameron Peak Fire is the largest wildfire in Colorado history. Burned over, so far, 167,000 acres. And I think there's a wall of smoke headed south as we speak across town right now. So if you're listening to us, it's close to 7 o'clock. It's dark. You can't see that. We appreciate you listening. Don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow on Fix It Radio along with Drive Radio. So join us then. Otherwise, hour number two is next. We're doing movies, Andy. What are they?
Movies with animals as the stars.
Okay, so we'll come right back and we'll get a little goofy. So hang tight.
Let's go.
We'll be right back. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.